morning sickness. Morning sickness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
All right, let's move on, shall we? Time to get going and get out of here and make room for Larry. But before we do that, it's time for you. Oh, by the way, my bet won. I'm already in.
Nice.
I already set it up. Got it. Good. That's how we roll. Follow me on FanDuel. Make all the money you've ever lost in your life back. That was an impossible one, but there it was. Yeah, $250 in my pocket. I also want to thank my friend Jose Mesa for going to AI and creating tons and tons of images of Lamar Jackson crying. Oh, you didn't see it. Look. Oh, yeah. Isn't that beautiful? AI made...
That's a poster.
Every single way Lamar Jackson can cry possible. And it's marvelous. Just so good. The Entertainment Drill is brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. You got all sorts of crazy stuff in the world, colleges and silliness and friends who tell me, oh, my kid's graduating, going to go off to college. One of them's going to Florida. Another one's going to go off to Boston. People moving all over the place. I'm like, does your kid know how to handle himself in case things go sideways? I hadn't thought of it. You should think about it.
Sending my kid to the Pueblo in January, so I got
to
get him some
going down to Tucson.
Training.
Let's get him up there for crying out loud. Good Lord, the Pueblo, that's where the fentanyl starts.
That's why he's going down there.
That's right. He's got to learn how to wrestle to get.
Don't want
to
think that that's probably why, but.
He's going to try it. I mean, he's going to the Pueblo. But yeah, I mean, it's got to run through your mind. And again, we have a plan for everything in the office. Every single thing in the office you have a plan for. You know what? Do you lock your doors at night? It's technically, you could call it paranoia, but what it is preparation and deterrence. You're basically saying probably nothing's going to happen, but just in case. We do all sorts of safeguards in our lives. And the one thing we never try to protect is ourselves from other people that might have something bad in brains, you know, a worm perhaps. So they, you know, you just got to be prepared for it. It's preparation, not paranoia. A lot of people ask me, look, you really? I did it yesterday, had a blast doing it, learned a lot of stuff yesterday. With some groundwork, that was just awesome. Because, again, almost every fight you're in goes to the ground. Will you know what to do in those situations? You got about 9 seconds to figure out whether you're going to win or lose that thing. And you don't want to lose it. You want to be smart. And you want to try not to have it happen at all. That's what they teach you. ReactDefense.com. 1 month. Plus, the seminar right now is a special. You can get in there on their weapons defense seminar towards the end of June. $199. You get all that personal training plus a seminar that will change your life. And it is impossible to get this kind of training for that kind of price anywhere. I challenge you to find it. You won't. Unless your dad is doing it for free or you got a family member, you're not getting it better than this. And you're probably not getting training from anybody you know better than what's up there. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Sydney Sweeney will portray boxer Christy Martin in an upcoming biopic. That's the it'll follow her rise to fame in the 90s. A young gay woman in a small town in Virginia where she used boxing as a vehicle to express herself and her rage.
Yeah.
You remember this? At all?
Kinda.
Nope. There's a documentary about
it. Did she get killed?
Or,
no, she killed somebody.
She was the producers describe her as a female Rocky. But she was the first woman to sign with Don King. She married her coach, Jim Martin, who's now behind bars for attempting to kill her
in
2010.
Right. Somebody tried to kill her. That's right. And it was her, but she wasn't much of a lesbian as a kid if she married her coach, right? She just tried to keep it on the up and up.
I think so. And I think that was, I don't know if Don King was.
I won't manage no bully. Marry a man.
She went on to marry her former ring rival, Lisa Holwine, in 2017.
Ooh, hot.
Sydney says she's excited to get back into the ring and train because she used to grapple and do kickboxing from the ages 12 to 19.
Grapples.
See, that's the thing about girl sports that people don't like to talk about that's weird, is that they can fall in love. It's rare, because I've never heard of it once happening in men's sports where a couple of dudes fell in love on the field. But it happens a lot in girl sports, like a lot. Boxing, basketball, powerlifting. When women are in sports, there's a good chance there's going to be a little lesbian action going on backstage.
I saw the documentary a couple years ago. I didn't know much about it, but what she was, you know, the big thing was the first woman ever signed by Don King. Mm-hmm. Here's your $500 10-year contract. He just, I mean, they showed the contract. And it was,
that wasn't because she was a woman. That's because Don King did that to everyone.
He did, and took advantage of that as well.
But, either, yeah, her story is probably fairly interesting. But that whole thing with women's sports where they marry each other, that's unique to women's sports. We've had a couple of gay announcements in football. That one Raider that was homosexual, and then the guy that got drafted by the Rams there, Sam.
Plan, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sam, not so much.
Michael Sam was, you know, not. And Jeff Fisher can't get a job ever again in football because he said they made me draft him because he's gay. He's not good enough. And he said that's somebody who told on him. But that's, you know, there's some probably some homophobia plays a part. However, you don't see it too often where the locker room is just engorged and ready to play, quite like I assume you do in girl sports. There's an awful lot of getting it on in girl sports.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Taylor Swift's European leg kicks off tonight in Paris. Yep. And Americans bought about 20% of the tickets to the four shows there. Yep. Because they missed out on the American tour, and the reason why, it was cheaper to fly to Paris and see the concert than it was to buy the tickets here in the States.
That's nuts. I suppose in, like, male nursing, there's probably a lot of dudes falling in love with other guys. Like, a job, you know, the way women are playing men's sports.
Flight attendants.
Yeah, it's like more of a lesbian activity to play sport. And so, guys, yeah, flight attendants. There you go. I bet you there's probably some sort of a problem in and amongst airlines where the stewards fall in love with each other too often.
Fraternizing with the co-workers.
Right, they start, there's a lot of that going on.
If you haven't seen the Tom Brady goat roast
you know,
on Netflix.
Girl jobs.
You check out the roast.
Yeah.
Tom Brady on Netflix. But for doing the roast, they bought him a $40,000 roast ring.
At the end, Kevin Hart gives him that big ring.
Which is weird because I read that Jeff Ross and Tom Brady own that now.
The ring?
Jeff Ross owned, no, the
celebrity
whole system,
roast.
The roast.
Yeah.
That one, like Ross started the whole thing, and he's got a stake in all of those roasts.
But he gave him that ring.
gave him the ring, and
just
then
as a gift for Brady, letting him do
Tom,
it.
Brady owns the moving forward. He owns the Netflix roast of himself.
So they're throwing that out there right now. Is who would you like to be roasted next?
In a sports, any world,
anything,
anyone.
Taylor Swift,
Kim Kardashian's up there,
but too easy.
I know.
I think Taylor Swift would be a good one. There's some good ones out there. A lot of, you know, I think people always go to the politics first. Like they want to roast a politician. No one like Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz.
Barkley been roasted? They did Shaq.
Barkley would be a good one.
Barkley would be
good
fun.
Barkley would be a good
one. LeBron, I just want to see him crying up there.
Oh, he wouldn't take it.
He wouldn't do it.
No, I know.
He wouldn't allow it. He doesn't have that kind of sense of humor.
Didn't Ralphie go?
Ralphie did to roast LeBron and was removed after his first joke.
Do we know what the first joke? Do you remember what it is?
Which was... I saw LeBron backstage, and I didn't know it was him. And I told a friend of mine that Bill Russell looks like. And they're like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "What are you talking about? It's a roast." And he's like, "You don't attack him.
It's a roast."
And they made him leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was roasting him. I was actually telling jokes about how terrible he looks, and his hairline was too high, and all that. And then they asked me to leave.
Delonte West would have been.
He was on them. He had all that. All of it. But, yeah, and they asked him to go. And then he said the next people that went up there were all sweet to him and, like, told little jokes about his hair. And it was nobody. He told him Bill Russell looks like. Somebody told him that was LeBron.
I heard they edited all the Kim Kardashian booing out of the replay.
And there was a lot. The live version of that was. I don't care about Kim Kardashian, but that was a little bit much. They went out, like, the audience was, like, extra, like, amped up to get her. We're all done. Let's get out of here. Larry's coming up next. And, no, he'll do it in the next 50, Brett. We talked about it earlier, but you stop laughing. Larry's coming up next. He's got himself tickets to give you guys. If you're nice to him, he'll give them to you. That's all it takes. Listen to Larry and walk away with things and a smile. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Well, Brady's leaving, aren't you? You're not here. Brady's going to his mother's birthday.
Walk news tomorrow morning.
And mother-in-law. Or Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, it's
double
it's
Mother's
dip.
Day. Nice work.
When he turns 85.
He's 85 on Sunday? Or just next week?
Next Wednesday.
Okay. But you're going for the weekend party.
Yeah.
The big 85.
Next Wednesday. Megan and her have the same birthday?
Yeah. Same exact year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
You outkicked your coverage, my friend.
Had them both.
Was she with a Rockefeller, too?
84th birthday. We had the Rockefellers. Yeah, it was fun. Bonnie says I'm the best. So, anyway, tell her I said hey.
I will.
I don't want to see her anymore. She gets weird and handsy, but yeah, tell her I said thanks. And I hope it clears up. That's it. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a good one. We'll see you tomorrow, most of us, right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
It's out of control now.
UPD.